The Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria has hit a snag just as it was about to announce its first big grant, $12 million for a malaria control program in Tanzania. That's been delayed while Tanzania's government sorts out the matter. But the glitch hints at other potential problems for the fund. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
The Global Fund did in fact reach an agreement with one country last Friday. Ghana will shortly receive $6.5 million to expand treatment and care for people with HIV and AIDS and tuberculosis, strengthening existing programs. But a much-anticipated $12 million check for Tanzania's National Malarial Control Program was called off at the last hour.
The money is available, the agreements were reached, but there is a glitch on their side, which they have to resolve as soon as possible.
Richard Feachum, the executive director of the Global Fund, says Tanzania mainly has an accounting and bookkeeping problem its government should have foreseen. But that problem is in conflict with one of the fund's essential principles, that the money go directly to the programs it's supporting. The fund accepts proposals from what it calls country coordinating mechanisms, a committee of individuals from community groups, private organizations, churches, and government. That committee also decides who should get the money. In Tanzania's case, the Ministry of Health. And Feachum says that is where the problems began.
One of them we understand to be a request from the Ministry of Finance that the monies go to them rather than to the National Malaria Control Program, who would then keep a stronger control over the money, over the use of the money. Our agreement and our grant agreement, which is our sort of legal agreement to provide money in exchange for certain progress and activity and impact on the ground, is with the Ministry of Health and the National Malaria Control Program, not with the Ministry of Finance.
Feachum says Tanzania's prime minister is intervening, and he expects the problem to be resolved. But similar, if different, questions with other governments have also arisen. The South African government objects to the fund giving money to one province in the country and bypassing the central government. In Uganda, there were hints that the Global Fund might be used to offset cuts in the country's health budget, when the fund is intended as new aid for desperate situations created by major epidemics.
The reported comments by the Ugandan finance minister are completely untenable, and if they were the view of the Ugandan government, which I'm sure they're not, but if they were, the Global Fund wouldn't dispense $1 to Uganda.
Some worry that the Global Fund is working so quickly to get the money out into the field that it still doesn't have the structures and staff to get programs up and running and keep track of the money. Richard Lang, a professor of international health at Boston University, who has advised the World Bank and the Global Fund, says that the staff at the fund may not be aware that the problem can be as simple as the Ministry of Health not having a bank account.
Some of the time I have the feeling that they don't know what they don't know, that the staff who are responsible for administering these programs don't actually have the in-country experience of implementing large programs.
And part of the problem, Lang says, is that the fund is trying to reinvent the wheel, to which the Global Fund's Richard Feachum says the old approaches haven't worked. The fund hopes to circumvent national bureaucracies to get the money where it is needed quickly. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.